Parshas Bechukosai, Chelek Yudzayin, Sicha Aleph. The Sicha has three parts to it. Sif Aleph till Sif Gimel is discussing the Pshat in Rashi, in the first two Rashis of our Parsha. From Sif Dalid and Sif Hei, we have the Rebbe delving into not Pirush Rashi Gufa, but according to Pirush Rashi, what's Taich Mitzvoisai and Chukim U'Mishpotim. In Chumash, it's not a Pirush Rashi, but it's Pshutei Shel Mikra. And then from Sif Vav till the end of the Sicha, the Rebbe goes into the Pnimis HaInyanim of this Pasuk. So this first part, we're going to discuss Sif Aleph till Sif Gimel included. Say a few Yunim in the Pnim of the Sicha, and we're going to go through Bezes Hashem De'ahores. So the Sicha goes on by asking on the first Rashi, on the Parsha. Rashi says, you would think that this is saying we should fulfill the mitzvahs in says Rashi, since the words right after in the pasuk say that we have to vest mitzvahs atishmoiru, keep the mitzvahs, are the kiyuma mitzvahs omur. Hamani mekayim in bechukos ateleichu shetiyu ameilim batero. This is a pasuk to Rashi, the Chura. Rashi has a question, what's Taish B'chogis HaTeileichu? You would think the Pashat Pshat is mitzvahs. Says Rashi, it says right after, Asher Lachin, we have to come to Maskana, that Im B'chogis HaTeileichu is telling us, Shetiyu Ameilim Batayim. So the Rebbe has a few questions, and the questions aren't necessarily all answered very straightforward and clearly in the Sikha. But the first thing that the Rebbe Bavaris, the Rebbe clarifies before he gets into the questions is something very interesting. The Rebbe says, why is Rashi mentioning the question? For what Rashi darf to bring in the ganze arichus yochel ze kiyum ha-mitzes keshu oimer. Und er ist nicht mistapek mit den etzem apirush as in vichukes etelechu meint ha-meinim ba-teira. Rashi usually doesn't mention the question, the issue that he has with the pasuk. Usually all the Rashi Sikhis, all the Mefarshim are busy understanding what forced Rashi to teach and to be Mefarish a certain Pasuk in a certain way. Why here Rashi is telling us the question, the Shverikait, that forced him to tell us to be Mefarish in Bechukes HaTeileichu Shetiyu Ameilim Batayro. Enochinami the Teiras Koyanim the Medrash, that's how it teaches it. It asks the question and it gives the answer. But Rashi is doch Pshutei Shel Mikra, and Rashi always goes straight forward to the answer, to the Pirush. We are the ones that used to, that are supposed to be busy understanding what was bothering the Mechamish Lemikra, what was Rashi coming to Bavar. Why is here Rashi Mayrich with a question? So the Rebbe says that if Rashi would have gone straight to the Pirush, Varum Demol Tvolt Givena Nisina Smokim zu Onemin, as thus is the Poshet Ter Taich von Bechukes HaTeleichu. What's Poshet Ter Taich von Bechukes HaTeleichu? So if Rashi would have taiched the Bechukes HaTeleichu, Shet Yameini Batero, a person would have thought that this is Taki Taich, this is Pashat Taich, but Chukais HaTeileichu means to learn Teira, Ameilim Batayim. Und das ist nicht ausgehalt. Says the Rebbe, this is not right. But the Taich von Chukais HaTeileichu is Mitzvahs. So Rashi must be Makdim to tell us that Taki, the Erste Svara, what's Taki Taich of the words in Chukais HaTeileichu means Kima Mitzvahs. Elomai, Kima Mitzvahs is already mentioned right after. That's why it's Muchach. We have to say that Chukais HaTeileichu is not like Pashat Taich, rather, it's Ameilim Batayim. So this is how the Rebbe explains why Rashi is bringing the question. Now, what's very interesting about this is that, number one, there are so many places where Rashi is teaching words, not lefi pshutam, not like the Pasha to teach, l'chura. And Rashi doesn't necessarily mention this whole arichus, the question, and making sure that we understand that the Pasha to teach isn't like he writes. But I guess we have to figure out each place, lefi mekoyme, understand what's, how does this klal apply. Another interesting thing is that in Klali Rashi Al Kaparim, the Tfus of Tavshinun Beis, I think, last I checked, there's in Perek Beis, there's all the basic Klalim of when Rashi says what. And there they bring different Dugumayas and explanations of the Rebbe on why does Rashi mention a Hakadoma? Why does Rashi mention a Hakadoma of the question? When does Rashi clearly say his question? And in the Klalim there, somehow this Vort in the Sikha here was missed out. And they bring different options of the Rebbe explaining in different sikhes why and when Rashi says his shaila, but this pshat here, which is very, very straightforward, the Rebbe says Rashi is bringing up the Pasha to Taich for us to realize that this is Pasha to Taich although he's going to go on and tell us that this is not what it means here in our pasuk, this klal, as a klal of why Rashi mentions the questions sometimes, I don't see it in that akoponim, in that ma'adura, in that edition of Klali Rashi. Fine, akoponim, the Rebbe then goes on asking four questions, which really, the first three are one question, and in a certain way, they're really one leading to the next. The Rebbe, first of all, is asking if the entire Ufto of Rashi is that the Pasuk, the Embichokai Teilechu, doesn't refer on mitzvahs, rather on Torah, so why is Rashi also matik the word Teilechu? The only chidush here in Rashi is that instead of saying Bechukoisai as usually would mean mitzvahs, Bechukoisai really means here Torah. So Rashi should have quoted only the word Bechukoisai. The question, second question that Rebbe asks on the flip side of how to describe mitzvahs in Teiras Koyanim, the Teiras Koyanim says Yochel Eilu haMitzvahs. No, it can't be that Bechukoisai means mitzvahs. Elamai, it must mean Torah. Why is Rashi Meshan and writes not Yochel Eilu haMitzvahs, rather Yochel Ze Kiyum haMitzvahs? Why the word Kiyum? The third question, says the Rebbe, as a Hemshich, says Rashi, Elamai, Rashi is obviously bavarining not just whether this is mitzvahs or Torah. Rashi is also bavarining what kind of performance are we talking about. We're not discussing Kiyum haMitzvahs, rather Ameilim baTorah. In other words, not Kiyum haTorah, but Ameilim baTorah. So the Rebbe is asking, so if that's pshat, in other words, there's two uftus, here there's a chidush number one, that Bechukai says not mitzvahs, it's Torah. Number two, that it's not Stam Torah, it's Ameilim baTorah. Where's Rashi taking this from? The Chura, the only hechrich that we have from the fact the mitzvahs, Kiyum haMitzvahs Amur, in the words, forces us to say, Bechukai says Torah. Who said that Bechukai says Teilechu is Ameilim? Is Ameilim HaTorah? And then the Rebbe asks, question number four, the Rebbe is asking on the next Rashi, what's Almenas Lishmur Lekai? But before we move forward, we're just going to stop in Ha'ore number three and Ha'ore number four, where the Rebbe is basically addressing the other Mefarshim, which in the Pnim of the Sikha they are not addressed at all. And the Rebbe dismisses in Gansen the way the other Mefarshim learned Rashi and obviously answered these three questions of why is Rashi Maitik the word Teilechu, why is Rashi Moisiv the word Kiyum HaMitzvahs, and what's Taki the Uftu of Ameilim HaTorah. So they answer the Mefarshim in a very, very simple way. How are the three? Begurari Divrei David Umaskel David Veoid. So he's also in Sifsei Chachomim, Nachlas Yaakov. So they bring and say, Sheichochas Rashi Miloshin Teilechu. The word Teilechu is what really forced Rashi to learn that there's something more than just Torah. Shemasim Rak be'amal Torah, v'loy ba'asiyas kiyum mitzvahs. Now it's important to realize that these Mefarshim really are saying that the word Teilechu is not only forcing Rashi to learn that this that we're not stam talking about Torah, but amal Torah, but really this is, according to these Mefarshim, the Heichacha for the entire Pirush of Rashi. In other words, the fact that Rashi is saying Bichlal, that this is not mitzvah, rather Torah, that also comes from the word Teilechu, because the word Teilechu doesn't apply to Kiyuma mitzvahs. Now the Rebbe dismisses this pshat in Rashi, because the words of Rashi Gufe, Rashi's Hemshech HaDvarim, is Beferush, not like this Mefarshim. The Rebbe says, Avol, we're going to skip now the brackets and the Shuli HaGilyei, Avol Adarabi Miloshen Rashi, what does Rashi say? Yochel ze kiyum haMitzvahs, kishehu oimer. You would have thought in Bechukai Sa Teilechu means kiyum haMitzvahs. So the only reason why we're not able to learn that is because it says later, Ritzim Seis HaTishmoiru, Muchach, says the Rebbe, Aleph. Number one, Shebepashtus Bechukai Sa Teilechu Pirush kiyum haMitzvahs. Veloy Teiro. Meshekosu Beravkan. That was the Bar Tanur Atake learns that Bechukai Sa Teilechu, if not for the Hechich that Rashi explains, Bechukai Sa Teilechu would have gotten a mitzvah. And more than that, the Bar Tanur even explains how the word Teilechu Dafke would have been massim and very pasik for a taich in kiyum haMitzvahs. We're going to see this soon inside in the Bar Tanur. Bey, says the Rebbe, Why is the Mefarshim's pshat that the entire Hechach of Rashi's pirush is from Teilechu wrong? Ha-Hechach is b'chukai sa Teilechu hu lo yirak le-Teiro elo gam ha-Meilim ba-Teiro hu mizeh shekim ha-Mitzis Amur. What's Rashi's Hechach? What's clear from Rashi's Lashon is that the entire Taich of Rashi, which is Sai Teiro and also Ha-Meilim ba-Teiro, both these elements, Rashi said that they are based off the fact mizeh shekim ha-Mitzis Amur. In other words, what's Rashi's clear Lashon? Yochel ze kiyum haMitzvahs. No, it can't be kiyum haMitzvahs. Elamai, what is it? Ameilim haTorah. How does Rashi know that? Rashi says clearly, because it says, which we say that Tishmeru, kiyum haMitzvahs. Now, according to this Mefarshim, Rashi's Hechacha, that it's Amelim Matera, number one, it's from the word Teilechu. And this is a Raya Sai, that Bechokeisa Teilechu cannot mean Kiyum HaMitzvahs. So why does Rashi say it's because soon it says again, Mitzvahs HaTishmeru, Rashi should have said, look, the word Bechokeisa Teilechu, the word Teilechu, past nished for Mitzvahs. That's how I know that Bechokeisa Teilechu goes on Teira. And more than that, how do I know that it goes on Amelim HaTeira? This Mefarshim will also say, according to this Mefarshim, Rashi should have said that Bechokeisa Teilechu, Teilechu is a word not doesn't it doesn't cannot apply on Mitzvahs, and not only that, it can't apply on regular Limud HaTeira, but a Dafke on Amelim HaTeira. Rashi's not saying that. From the fact that Rashi doesn't say that, Rashi's Eichocha, it's all about the fact that it says Mitzvahs HaTishmol. As the Rebbe will explain in Seif Beis, very Bepashtus. Now, in Ha'ore, in the Shulei Agilin, in the Ha'ore of Ha'ore number 3 in Shulei Agilin, the Rebbe says, not just Rashi's Taij, sounds clearly that his Eichach is not from the word Teilechu, but from Kiyum HaMitzvahs Amur, let's say Tishmeru. The Rebbe says, the word Teilechu, it's taken not such a problem to learn about Asiyah and Kiyum HaMitzvahs. Says the Rebbe in the Shulei Agilin, Harei Motzinu Loshin Teilechu Benegia L'Asiyah, as it says, Bechukeseyem Leisei Leichu. What does Bechukeseyem Leisei Leichu mean? It doesn't mean not to learn. It means not to do. Not to follow, in other words, not to fulfill Bechukeseyem of the Goyim. And the Rebbe says, Achre Yudches Gimu, Urei Pirush Rashi Shom. Now what's Pshat Urei Pirush Rashi Shom? Rashi there, Taka teaches that the word Bechukeseyem Leisei Leichu is not Stam general Isu. Because the pasuk already said, "Kemase eretz Kenan, ani asher ani meves etzchem shama lo yisasu, uvechukeseim lo yisei leichu." So the pasuk already said lo yisasu. What's pshat and uvechukeseim lo yisei leichu? So Rashi teaches, "Mahi miach hakosu shelo yomar elo shelo yomar." What did the pasuk leave out that the pasuk needs to add uvechukeseim lo yisei leichu? Says Rashi, "Elo elu nimusayis shelohen divrei dvarim machakukim lohem kegoin." Tartrios vit tadios the meidoim and eludar ke meidi shemanu chachomim. Two taichin and what's b'chesem leiselichu coming to add, but tzad hashavish shebohen is that the isur in the pasuk here is a isur in asiyah. It's a isur not to do b'chukiseyam of goyim, not about learning. It's not about learning the chukim of the goyim. But then the Rebbe says, "Avol re'ei pirush Rashi shom da l'leches bohem." If we go two psukim weiter in Pashas Achrei. The pasuk there says, "Es mishpatai, es mishpatai tas v'schukesai tishmeru lo leches ba'emani Hashem lekechem." Pasuk he says, "Ushmartem schukesai v'es mishpatai asher yaseh eisom ha'odom v'chai bohem ani Hashem." So says Rashi, "What pshat lo leches bohem?" And the pasuk dalid. The Rebbe said the pasuk has a whole arichus. Mishpatai tasu v'schukesai tishmeru lo leches bohem. What's pshat lo leches bohem? So the Rebbe says, so the Rashi teaches al leches bohem al tipoter mitoychem shloitoymar lamati chokmas Yisrael eilich ve'el mat chokmas omus. So this Rashi has a problem. We already mentioned mishpatai tasu v'schukesai tishmeru. So what's pshat lo leches bohem? And the Ma'ir Rashi says it talks about a person that says, "I want to go learn chokmas omus, because I already learned so much of Chochmas Yisrael, I want to go learn Chochmas Omus." So what's Taichin Loleches Bohem according to this Rashi, in this Pasuk Achrei, Perek Yudches Pasuk Dalid, Take a concept of learning, Loleches Bohem. And that's why the Rebbe says, Aval, in other words, we take find Le Teilechu Loshen Asiyah, but also we find here Rashi, that without any issue, Rashi learned that Loleches Bohem means a person that wants to go to learn Chochmas Omus. Now, this is a ha'or. In other words, it's not pshat. Again, the Rebbe's stira to the Mefarshim stays b'mkoymoy because Teilechu, we find that it could apply to Asiyah, and Memele, these Mefarshim cannot say, it doesn't make sense what they say, that Teilechu is what's machriach Rashi to learn that it's going about learning Teilechu. But we do find, says the Rebbe, Aval Re'ei, we do find that Rashi Taki learns without an issue that Loleches is going about Limud HaTeilechu, but that's only after the Pasuk already mentions that what seems to be these mefarshim, maybe they don't say it clearly, and that's why the Rebbe is not even b'misyachas to them. But these mefarshim l'chura have a combination between the fact that kiyum mitzvahs amur, it says already v'smitzvahs atishmeru, and the fact that there's a word teilechu, there's an unusual word about mitzvahs, which is b'chukesai teilechu. It's just like Rashi in Parshas Ach, we learned because of the Kefil HaLoshon. And the fact that it says Leches Bohem, it talks about a person that wants to go learn Chochmas Umis. And the Torah is telling you, Leches Bohem, you should be learning this and not something else. Al derech zeh Rashi, the word Teilechu, according to this Mefarshim HaKoponim, was Mesayeya, was part of what was Machriach Rashi to learn Amelim B'Torah. We're going to see this, the Rebbe is L'chura making this much more sharp. But we're going to see in Sif Beis that the Rebbe is also obviously learning that the word Teilechu here in Rashi learns Taka that it's an unusual word, and it's coming to teach us the Vart of Amelim. That's not the Hechrich why we learn here it's Amelim B'Torah. It's not the Hechrich. The Hechrich, as Rashi clearly said, is entirely from the fact that Kiyum HaMitzvos Omre in Vetzmitzvos Tishmeru. But once we have the Hechrich, the Taich, and the Hadgosh of the Rebbe says, the Hadgosh of the word Teilechu is the Amelim Taka. Al Koponim, we're going to see that soon. But this is the Rebbe's take. In other words, these Mefarshim that learn, it's all based off Teilechu, and that's how they answer the Dibura Maskin, and that's how they answer how Rashi knows also Amelim. The Rebbe doesn't accept that, push it from the Taich and the words of Rashi. And the Rebbe says in the brackets of the Ha'orah, not only Rashi has a different Eichacha for everything, this Eichacha is not mentioned at all in Rashi, not even Beremes. Now, I'm going to go weiter with the question number 4 in the Sikhe. What's Rashi's taich on these words? Hevu amelim b'teira al menas lishmeru l'kayim. So a person that Pashat reads Rashi, Chumash Rashi, kepshutoi, is puzzled. Rashi just told me, that is teaching us you have to keep mitzvahs. How is Rashi right away telling us, Devra Maschil right after says, v'etzmitzvahs tishmeru, says Rashi, hevu amelim b'teira al menas lishmeru l'kayim. So this is a stilut, what Rashi just said. Says the Rebbe in order for Rashi, the Mizrahi and everyone else, they say, look, the Pasuk really has three parts, not two. There are three times in the Pasuk that the Torah is bavarining, we should do what's right. So the third time it says Vasisa Moisam, and the Mizrahi learns that these three parts are what Rashi learns, three separate messages. Says the Rambam. The first two parts are both discussing a person has to be amel b'teira ela. The first one in Bechukei Sa'teileich is telling us we have to harvein teira. The chad minayu, and why is the pasuk then continuing and saying again? So on this Rashi learns telling us another thing. Then the pasuk finishes off. Asisa Moisam. This is where, according to the Mizrahi, is the pasuk that mentions kiyum mitzvahs. Says the Rebbe, "Aval zeu lefigir sasa bepirush Rashi keshu oimer vasisa Moisam." This is entirely according to the Mizrahi's girsa that Rashi, when he says kiyum mitzvahs omur, it's not on the words v'esimtseis atishmeiru harikiyum mitzvahs om. Rather, Rashi really quotes the words right after that vasisa Moisam, and this is what the Rebbe brings in Ha'orah number 1. The Rebbe's girsa inside the sicha is kiyum mitzvos v'esmiseisa tishmeru. The Rebbe says then, b'tfus sheni de Rashi b'kamo kisvei Rashi, kisvei yadav Rashi, k'shuaymer vasisa moisom v'cheinu b'ram u'b'rev mefarshi Rashi. In other words, if you look at the Ram and Reb mefarshi Rashi, they all have the girsa of tfus sheni that says, k'shuaymer vasisa moisom. Now the Rebbe says, b'teras koyanim, the Teras Kehanim leaves us confused because the Teras Kehanim is quoting both Sai Vetzmiseis HaTishmeir and Sai Vasisa Meisam. So now, in Ha'orah 4, realize how these different Girsais will make a major difference in how to approach the second Pshat and Rashi. According to the Tzlechot straightforward, there's three parts in the Pasuk. The first part, in B'chogei Zetilecho, is Ameili Matera. Vetzmiseis HaTishmeir, the second part, is telling us Ameili Malvinas Lishmeru L'Kayim. And the third part, Vasisa Meisam, is this. That's what Rashi mentioned, that kiyum mitzvah som. But the Rebbe learns that number one, we don't have this gear. So vari bekamu tfusim huva bepirush Rashi v'tzmiseis HaTishmeru kanal ha'orah 1. But noisav lezeh, says the Rebbe, that the Ra'am, the Mizrahi gufe, his own pirush doesn't stim, doesn't click. Gam lefi agirsa shelefonov upirushoi einei muvon. Aleph. The havel ele Rashi lehatik betchilas pirushoi gam v'tzmiseis HaTishmeru. If Rashi is coming with his first chidush to be mechadesh that we're talking about Amelim B'Torah, and the hechrich is done from the last part of the pasuk Asisa Meisam, so Rashi in the first beginning of his pirush, when he's mentioning that were mishane pshat and changing from kiyuma mitzvahs to learning Torah, he should have mentioned right away also. And that is a major chidush. So here in the brackets we see again, by the way, that the Rebbe is taking also agreeing that b'chukei seteleich is not as a usual lashon for kiyum mitzvahs as much as mitzvah seteishmeru is. So for sure, Rashi in the Dibur HaMaskil, according to the Ram's girsa, that mitzvah seteishmeru is not talking about mitzvahs, is talking about only amelim b'teira. So Rashi in his Dibur HaMaskil should have mentioned that Mitzvah Tishmeru to tell us that he's coming to be Mechadish, this major Chidush, that even Mitzvah Tishmeru is not telling us about Kiyum HaMitzvahs, rather about learning Al Menas Lishmeru L'Kayim. Number two, says the Rebbe, and the second question is obviously the strongest, Minole de Gam Mitzvah Tishmeru Ba Meilim Al Menas Lishmeru L'Kayim Veloi Limut Stam Al Menas Lishmeru L'Kayim. Rebbe says, we don't discuss inside the Sikha that really in this B'chukei Seteleichu, in Ameli Matera, there are two chidush. Number one, that we're not talking about Kima Mitzvah, we're not talking about Mitzvah, we're talking about Torah. And Mezeguf, we're not Stam learning Torah, but Ameli Matera. When it comes to Avesim Seset Yishmeru, L'chura, we have three elements. We have three chidush. Number one, we're talking about Torah. Number two, we're talking about Ameli Matera. Number three, it's Ameli Malmenas Lishmur Lekai. Where does Rashi take this? Where does Rashi take that? That the pasuk is telling us a meilim batero naslishim ulakai. Efshir, says the Rebbe, until you don't have a raya, you have to tafas muribuli tafas. Mechogai says teilichu is telling us a meilim batero. As he says that Tishmei is telling us limud teiro naslishim ulakai. Stam limud am naslishim ulakai. And then after these two, this kima mitzvah poshet in asisa meisim. So the meilim the Rebbe is not able to accept the taich of the Ram that explains the second pshat in Rashi. Not only because of the girsa that we have in our Rashi, that on that Rashi said kiyum mitzvahs amur, but also because no matter how you learn it, Rashi the Chura here is telling us a major chidush gabi chidush. He's machmir say amelim b'teira, say teira, say amelim b'teira, and say al menas lishmur lekayim. Okay, at kan ha'oris. 1, 3, and 4. Now we're going to go back to Ha'ara number 2 later on. But let's go into Sif Beis. The Rebbe here is giving his answer. This is the Nakuda of the Sikha, the major Mahapach, the revolution that the Rebbe says, Amol, there's a klotz kasha here, there's a klotz teretz kavyochel. There's a pashat echad. The Rebbe says, Talmud Torah is enefunit adag mitzvahs. In other words, we are, because we're busy, Mishpal tahorim, we forget stuff in kop. That's how the Rebbe sometimes said. We're busy cutting here and we forget about the head. When we said Kima Mitzvahs Omur, what's Taich Kima Mitzvahs Omur? Kima Mitzvahs means that the Eibishter demanding a Yid to fulfill mitzvahs is mentioned already in the words Ves Mishteis HaTishmei. So Rashi understands already, and Rashi takes this bepashtus that Rabban Chobesh Lemikra also realizes, that the fact that a Yid has to learn Torah is a part of the mitzvahs. So b'meila, you're stuck with the question, Mani Mekayim, B'chukei Seteleichu. What are you going to tell me? B'chukei Seteleichu is Limud HaTorah. Limud HaTorah is also part of Mitzvah Seteishmeir. What? Mitzvah Seteishmeir, a person is Mekayim all the mitzvahs and not Talmud Torah? The Rufun is Ashi Machriach, that B'chukei Seteleichu means, not Stam Limud HaTorah means something much more. And the Rebbe says, Undos Driktuis, der Vart Teileichu, nit Stam Tishmeiru lernen Torah. In other words, it's very interesting. There's seemingly a difference between what's Machriach and what Lepoyel says in the Chumash. In other words, the fact that it says Teileichu wouldn't have forced us to learn that B'chukeisai means something else than Kima Mitzvah. Although Teileichu is not a regular word, it's not Tishmeidu, it's not regular, but we still could have learned it, as we learned also in Ha'ara 3, that we could have still applied it to Kima Mitzvah. But once we have a Hechrich, that this is not talking about Kima Mitzvah, including not Limud HaTorah Stam, Mitamol, now the word Teileichu is understood and it clicks. It has a very clear application. And that's what the Rebbe continues in the end of Sif Beis, that regular Kiyuma Mitzvahs, including learning Torah, cannot be adding in Kamus. The only way you could have an addition in Kiyuma Mitzvahs, in a way of Eichus, in a way of Teileichu, is that when it comes to learning Torah, and in learning Torah Gufa, you're going to have Eichus. In other words, what we're looking for is lav dafke Torah. The vart here is, it starts from Amelim. It starts from the fact that we're looking for something beyond Stam Kiyum HaMitzvahs. Stam Kiyum HaMitzvahs already having Mitzvahs HaTishmeiru. Now find me a mitzvah that has on addition to the Pasha Tikiyum. That could be further than Pasha Tikiyum. That could be more Be'eichus. That you don't have unless you're talking about Kiyum Limud HaTorah. Limud HaTorah could always be done with more Amal, with more Yegiyah. And that's also why the word Teilechu applies to Bechukei Sayir, to tell us that you have to keep moving. And that's what Ha'arif 5, the Rebbe says, Lehoid mi pirusha shal pasuk shalach lefonai, pasha seinu yislachtu b'seichem. These two psukim is where Rashi teaches the word v'hisalachti. In fact, v'hisalach lefonai is a pasuk b'negiyah to Avram Avinu. And there the pasuk is telling us that he dobek beirosi. It's a darge of dveikus that Avram Avinu would reach only with bris milah. Says that teilechu, the halicha there, is showing on a very high darge of dveikus. Alerechze v'hisalachti b'seichem. The Eibishter is saying that he's going to be amongst the Eden in a very special way, as Rashi touches there. So these two Mekoros are showing us that the word Teilechu is Take showing on an addition, on an extraordinary involvement, and that is only Shayech bePashtus when it comes to Lunda Torah, where you could have Darga Gabi Darga of Amal and Eichus in Lunda Torah. Now it's interesting to be made, just here to Ha'orel Minatzad, we know that the Rebbe always touched the Gemara that says Levatim Tamotero Mikrias Megillah. The Chura Kriyas Megillah is also Tamotero, and the Rebbe always explains that in learning Torah, if you're able to learn more Be'echus, more Be'iyun, and you stop from that and you go and read the Megillah, which is Psukim, which is Pashat Pshuta Shel Mikra. So that's called Bitul Torah for that Yid, for that individual that is able in this moment to go and learn deeper and stronger in Limud HaTorah. Says it's Bitul Torah. Bitul Torah sounds like Mitzad Kiyum Mitzvah HaTorah. A person is supposed to be learning with the strongest Iyun and the strongest Eichus that is Shayech in that moment. And if he doesn't, he's considered Mevatul Torah. And that's why it's called Mevatul Tamot Torah Mepnekiras Megillah. The Fizeh, it comes out that Amelim BaTorah is not Stam. Is not Stam a limud be'iyun, yes, it's more be'iyun. Rather, it's a darga that even mitzad kiyum mitzvah, even mitzad kiyum Talmud Torah is not demanded. In other words, even without being a meilin b'Torah on this level, a person still wouldn't have been considered mevatel Talmud Torah. He's still not mevatel Talmud Torah, he's learning be'iyun. Elamai, a meilin b'Torah, that's already a different guide, a different level of Eichus of learning, and that we're going to understand and learn even better at the end of the Sikha, when we're going to learn the Pnimius HaInyan. Kaparim, this is Ha'ara Min HaTzad. We're going to see this also in Sif Gimel with Ha'ara number 8. The Rebbe Sif Gimel goes on explaining that what bothers now Rashi is the order, the Seder HaDvarim in the Pasuk. And that's where Rashi comes with the second Taich, the second Pirush Rashi, where Rashi says, Mitzvei Satishmeru means, Hevo Ameilim Batero Nasishmeru L'Kayim. Although Rashi just said, Es Mitzvei Satishmeru means Kiyum HaMitzvah, how does that stim? So the Rebbe explains, Bekitzur Nimras, the Rebbe Siv Gimel explains that there are two things in Mitzvei Satishmeru. There is what it says and where it says. What Mitzvei Satishmeru means, it means Kiyum HaMitzvah. But where is it placed in the Pasuk? Since it's placed after Ameilim Batorah, which is it's not massive. It doesn't make sense because Kiyum HaMitzvah should have been mentioned before we get to the Darga of Ameilim HaTorah. The fact that it's mentioned after Ameilim HaTorah, says Rashi, is to teach us that the Ameilim HaTorah of the words Bechukai Sateleichu must be Al Menas Lishmiru L'Kayim. Tak, it's a major chidush that the Bechukai Sateleichu is demanding not Stam Limud HaTorah but Ameilim HaTorah. Not Stam Ameilim but Ameilim Al Menas Lishmiru L'Kayim. But that's what Rashi learns from the Seder Advarim in the Pasuk. So again, Mitzvah Sateleichu stays and remains Kiyum HaMitzvah Amur. But the fact that it's right after the Chukai Sateleichu and not before tells us that the Ameilim HaTorah of the Chukai Sateleichu has to be Al Menas Lishmiru L'Kayim. Now, how's the Rebbe explaining this? The Rebbe says because Amal Torah is not necessary for Kiyum HaMitzvah. If we would have been talking about Limud HaTorah Stam in a Darga of Limigras to Pashit Noah Samaisa Sher Yasun, so then Faker Take comes first Limud HaTorah and then is Kiyum HaMitzvah, Gadol Talmud Shel Mevi L'Demaisa. But since we're not talking about regular learning Torah, rather Amal Torah Atifei Haravanya, which is obviously not necessary for a person to know how to fulfill the mitzvahs. So this Amal Torah should have been mentioned after Kiyum HaMitzvahs. From the Seder HaDvarim in the Pasuk, learns Rashi that this is teaching us that the Amal Torah Gufa has to be Al Menas Lishmeru L'Kayim. Every aspect of learning Torah, even the Amal Torah, must be in a way that it brings to a certain application in Kiyuma Mitzvahs. Ha'ara number 8, Rebbe says, and there here we already see Dargis in Iyun. Rebbe says, L'hoid al derech halach mebez ashit v'piski halachis, there's a machloikis ha'yudua between the Rambam and the Rosh, whether a person has to know time ha'alachis to be able to pass in a din. That's a Rambam shef shal livset mitech halacha psuka b'li yedi as a time. That's a Rosh v'chulo shetzarich leida ha'taymim dafke. So l'chura, this argument is going to be an afkamina here. Do you need a mal teira before you approach Kiyuma Mitzvahs or not? According to the Rambam, taki you don't, but according to the Rosh l'chura, we do need it. The Seder Advarim in the Pasuk does make sense. Amal Teira is the God Talmud Shlemevil Demais. Says the Rebbe, no, aval gabi shil idiyas ha-taymim, einu muchrach shi yameilim ba-teira dafke. You don't have to have a meilim ba-teira. So the Seder Advarim in the Pasuk is still Deirish Biur, even according to the Rosh, because the Rosh agrees that even though you have to know taymei ha-alochis, you don't have to be omol, you don't have to be misiageya and fartifenzach to the deepest understanding in Teira before you approach Piskei Dinim. Well, lehoir mehoiris b'seifa. And the seifa of hoiris, there's a homachlekes of the Gemara, Yadua, whether what's odif, what's better, marichite or kerhorim, is a Talmid Chacham that is be'iker strong in Iyun and Pilpul, or a Talmid Chacham that is be'iker strong in Bekiyas. Maskanas a Gemara is that Bekiyas kule tzrich le marichite. Asher lochein, the Rebbe's machriach from there, that again, to be paskin in Gadinim, you don't have to be Oiker Harim, you don't have to be the biggest Mefalpulan. It's enough for a person to be Marichite, to know the Migras, the Halochis. Obviously, you have to know also the timing according to the Rosh, but knowing the timing still does not mean a Meilim Bateira and the Limud in a way of Oiker Harim, of Pilpul and Yigi. So Ad Kan is the Rebbe's Ha'ara number 8. Now, the Rebbe goes on in Ha'ara number 10 and 11, explaining the Protius, the second Rashi that the Rebbe brought, Hevu Amelim and Menaslish Miru Lekayim. The Hevu Amelim and Menaslish Miru Lekayim really has also a posuk. The Rashi says, Shenemar Ulemadetem Oysa Mushmartem La'Seysa. Says the Rashi has a mocker that Hevu Amelim and Menaslish Miru Lekayim. Says the Rebbe, why is this a mocker? So in the Pnim of the Sikh, the Rebbe learns, because limud ha-teira, ulemadetem oisam, bli chilu koi lelech ha-meilim ba-teira. In other words, the fact the Pasuk doesn't say what kind of limud. It's just a general statement, ulemadetem oisam vasisem oisam, ushmartem la-seisam, which means the learning must bring to ushmartem la-seisam. It means any kind of learning, even ha-meilim ba-teira, has to be a learning that is going to be lishmur lekayim, almenas lishmur lekayim. But in Ha'ara 10, the Rebbe says a stronger hechech. The pasuk starts with the word Shema Yisrael Elochim Elohim Asher Anochi Mitzaveich Hayom. Says today the first thing Moshe Rabbeinu is telling Gideon, listen and hear all the chukim amishpatim that I'm telling you today. And then the pasuk adds and finishes Ulemadetem Oisam Ushmartem Vaseisam. Why is the pasuk saying this if already Shema Yisrael Elochim Elohim was the beginning of the pasuk? It's Tamo Kefil Alosh. Elomai says the Rebbe, it must be that in that pasuk Gufa the Makir of Rashi also. It's mentioning the two dargis in Limud HaTorah. Yedios tam, regular learning, is the beginning of the pasuk. Shema Yisrael Elochim. So what's ulemadetem oisam ushmartem la'seisam, which is what Rashi quotes here. Rashi is saying, oh, this is the Amelim HaTorah. This is already a learning Torah that is not stam yedio of chukim ha'mishpatim. And on this, also on this, the pasuk is telling us ushmartem la'seisam, that also the lemadetem oisam of Amelim of Be'iun, that also has to be al minas lishmer ulekai. Now, in Ha'or 11, the Rebbe says a very big mahapeichol lichure that in the pnim of the sikh is not so clear, and it's a klal in Rashi sikh is that the Rebbe is mechadish that not so many are aware of. The Rebbe is learning that there aren't really two dibura maskles in this Rashi. There aren't really two Rashis that we have to analyze here. Rather, there's one long Rashi that by mistake was separated into two. And this is how it goes in Ha'ara 11. In Ha'ara 11, the Ha'ara is on the words in the Pnim of the Siche that Rashi's pirush is nitaf diverter v'smiseisa tishmeru narafim b'chukaisa teileichu. First, Rashi teaches the poshet, the teach of the word diverter alein shetiyu amedli b'teira, and then Rashi is explaining farvaz ishtei and far v'smiseisa tishmeru. Why is amedli b'teira mentioned before kiyum mitzvahs? That is because also Amelim HaTorah Davzayin HaMlas Lishmeru Lekayim. So in Ha'ara 11, the Rebbe learns and says very clear, היינו שזה בא בהמשך לפעילות של מחוקי סי תלכו, אלא שמעתיק בסויך, and that's מודגש, בסויך פעילושו, לא שנקוסו בסמיסי סי תשמעו. Rashi is adding inside this פעילוש, of one דיבור המסחיל, which is דיבור המסחיל ומחוקי סי תלכו. Rashi puts in the words of the pasuk, as it says, תשמעו, לבייר למה מגדים בחוקי סי תלכו, כנל בפנים. והבחור הזה צריך להיפכים בזה. וכבכמה מקוי מסע דרך זה, והפרידוי בדיבור המסחיל בפני עצמי. The בחור הזה צריך, whoever was Mesad Rashi, Alat Fus, made a mistake and thought that with the words Vesmusaitishmeir and Rashi are Ludivura Maskil, because it's the words from the Pasuk. So he made a Ludivura Maskil, as if Rashi is quoting now the words Vesmusaitishmeir and teaching, Hevua Meli Materon Maskilishim Rukai. But that's not Pshat and Rashi. Rashi's Pshat and Mchokesetelechum, Chetua Meli Materon. And then Rashi puts in his words. In other words, Rashi is working, Kavyochel, as we would say today, like an art school, like a sefer that is teaching word by word the psukim of the Torah. And Bichlal, it's important to realize when we learn Rashi, that Rashi is supposed to be learned mamish, like the today's sforim, that have biurim inside, as it's called, incorporated in the text. So Rashi wrote his pirush take as lechatchila was supposed to be incorporated in the text. Many, many times, Rashi is changing words, and making inside his divura maschil other pieces of the pasuk, so a person could is able to read pirush Rashi together alongside chumash, and it should click and move smoothly. A dugme ledavar, we mamish have in our siche ha'aretu. The Rebbe says in ha'aretu be pirush Rashi shetiu amelim b'teira. Why is Rashi teaching the words ima echukai seteleichu shetiu amelim b'teira? B'teiras kiyani mitzaz liyis amelim b'teira. But Rashi says the Rebbe, Pasha to answer, Mishane Rashi l'loshen noichach, shetiwa meilim, masim l'loshen akosuv teileichu. Since Rashi wants the Pirush to be as consistent and attached to have the words of the Pasuk are, so if Rashi, although Rashi takes his Pirush from Kteras Keanim, but Rashi is not a sefer Pirushim, Rashi is coming to help us reading Pshuta Shel Mikra. So if the Pasuk uses the word l'loshen noichach, m'chukesei teileichu, says Rashi, shetiwa meilim ateira, person should know how to attach the words of the Pasuk straightforward. So this is just the dugmit. Ha'ar 2 and Ha'ar 11 shows us how Rashi's Pirush Lechatchila was meant to be read alongside the Chumash, and sometimes even Rashi will stick words over the Pasuk inside this Pirush, and not as a Nudibur HaMaschil, for the Pirush to smoothly be applied inside the Hemshech HaDvarim in the Pasuk. Fine. Ha'ar 12, here the Rebbe is addressing what the Mefarshim in Ha'ar 4, what we mentioned before in Ha'ar 4 from the Mizrahi and others, that explained how this pasuk has three parts. And they learned the girsa in Rashi that they had was asis emosam, is where it mentions kiyum mitzvos. But the first two parts, b'chukeset eileichu and mitzvoset tishmeru, both are discussing Torah. One is amelim b'Torah, and the other one is amelim manas lishmeru lekayim. Here the Rebbe learned that no, that Rashi is the learning farkert. Mitzvoset tishmeru take goes on kiyum mitzvos, and only B'chukaisa teilechu is referring to amelim b'teira. It's just the Seder Advarim that tells us that b'chukaisa that amelim b'teira is also al minas lishmeru lekayim. So what's the Rebbe going to do with vasis emeisam? Why Rashi Tak is not bothered by the third part of the pasuk, which is vasis emeisam, that all these mefarshim learned and had the girsa in Rashi that this is where kiyum mitzvus amur, says the Rebbe in Ha'aretz 12, v'keifel aloshin, because which is how all the Mefarshim learned it, says the Rebbe, Nakushi al Pipshute Shel Mikra. That's not a kashe, kiba behemshich echod uleteisef is chizuk. In Klal, in Pipshute Shel Mikra, the Rebbe learned that many times the Pasuk will say the same thing a few times in different words, just to be mechazek deinim. Ukedemudgash gam be'aloshim vasisem meisom veloi vasisem esmitzese vachukese. Since the subject in the Pasuk Gufa is called Asisem Oysom, is the Pasuk is really recalling the same subject said the word before, the word Vesmiseisa Tishmeiru. Kumeshim Atzino Kama Pamim, that tells us, like it says in many other places, a Pasuk that is just repeating itself to be Mechazak Deinin. Now here the Rebbe says a few Marim Mekemes. So the Ei Achre Yutches Dalet Hei Ubepirush Rashi Shom Hei, Al Pizeh Yumta Kefil Alashim Bepirush Rashi Lishmeir Ulekai. What's the kavana in this ule'e? Rebbe is basically telling us to look into the pasukim that we already looked in the Shule Agilin of Ha'or 3, where the pasuk says a lot of kefil aloshin regarding kiyum mitzvahs, regarding making sure to keep all the mitzvahs. And we're going to go back to it right now and see what's Pirush Rashi Shom Hei. What's the Rebbe? What does the Rebbe mean with Pirush Rashi Shom Hei? So the pasuk says. Just a second. As a pasuk dale, the pasuk says, as we read before, it's mispratai tasu v'schokesai tishmiru l'leches b'ayem ani Hashem l'keichem. The pasuk right after continues and says l'chure the same thing again in different words. U'shmartem v'schokesai v'smishpatai asher yase oisam ha'odom v'chai b'ayem ani Hashem. Now, we're obviously bothered by the ribuvi. The pasuk is saying again and again the same thing l'chure. So comes Rashi and says, "V'shmartem eschukoisai." In pasuk Hey, the Rebbe is mitzayin to this Rashi. Rashi says, "L'rabbis shar dikduki aparsha shelo peire takosuv bohem." Davarachem liten shmiro v'asiyo lechukim u'shmiro v'asiyo lemishpatim lefi sheleinosan elasiyo lemishpatim shmiro lechukim. In the previous pasuk, it said to asiyo lemishpatim, to fulfill the mishpatim u'shmiro lechukim and to guard. And be careful with the chukim. Here the pasuk switched around and said, "Ushmartem es chukoisa ves mishpatai asher yase oisam." So next to the word chukoisa, it says, "Ushmartem es chukoisa shmira," and next to the word ves mishpatai asher yase oisam, it says asiyo. To flip it around and make sure that you have both asiyo and shmira, both regarding chukim and mishpatim. So what's the Rebbe coming to tell us with this pirush Rashi? Al pize yum takev la loshem pirush Rashi lishmeru lekayim. There's a musig that the pasuk wants to make sure that you say have shmira and say have asiyah. And the same thing is happening here. According to Rashi, Rashi here doesn't even have to say it because achre, pashas achre, mois, is earlier in Chumash. And Rashi already told us that the pasuk has an inyan in putting say shmira, say asiyah. So the same thing is happening here. The pasuk says, v'esimsoi sati shmiru, v'asisa moisam. Punk the same thing. We have both shmira and asiyah. That's what the pasuk is. That's right. The pasuk is repeating itself. It's not stam lechazek ha'inyan. Rashi already told us earlier that there's a point in litein shmira v'asiyah lechukim v'shmira asiyah mishpatim. Same here with mitzvah say bichlal. There's say shmira say asiyah. Now ha'are 12 continues and the Rebbe says al derech halacha yeshloimar ves mitzvah say tishmiru es mitzvah sloy sasei v'asisem es mitzvah sasei. The way you would learn Poshet Pshat is like Rashi says, Shemivir Rashi Raya Ushmartem La Soisom, which means that in the Torah describing fulfilling mitzvahs, we use side the word Shmira and side the word Asiyah Ushmartem La Soisom, which is Masin Pshutesh and Mikrokan Vasisem Oisom, which means Mitzvoisai Ha'amurim Lifnezem. In other words, Rebbe is saying, according to Pashat Pshat, you don't need to learn mitzvah sesim, mitzvah loisese, or call me any other remazim of why it says tishmeru and vasisa moisam. Vasisa moisam means mitzvah isai. As the Rebbe already said at the beginning of the Ha'orah, means it's a hemshech echod, it's discussing the same subject of mitzvahs. And what raya did Rashi bring in the previous part of the pasuk about mitzvah isai tishmeru? Rashi said, we know that it's al menas tishmeru lekayim from mushmartim lasoisam. So al derech zehir, mitzvah tishmuru vasisem meisam is also simply the keifel advarim, just like ushmartem laseisam, which is like the Rebbe said, lishmuru lekayim is a keifel advarim to be mechazek the inyan and litain shmira vasiyo for mitzvahs. That has nothing to do with all the remazim that the mefarshim bring down of mitzvah sese, mitzvah laseise, or other taichin in asiyo v'shmira. So Bemele, the Rebbe is just going back and saying that what the mefarshim, what the Ram, and everyone was bothered of the three parts in the pasuk and learning that vasisa meisam, that's where kima mitzvahs amur. That's not how Rashi learns vasisa meisam. Rashi is not bothered at it at all. Vasisa meisam is just a keifel advarim litein asiyo v'shmira, and to make sure that the inyan is mechuzak. But it's all talking about mitzvahs behemshech of tishmiru, because mitzvahs tishmiru vasisem oisam is referring back to mitzvah. The only thing that Rashi is explaining is the first part of the pasuk and the Seder Advarim, why b'chukei say teileichu comes before mitzvah say tishmeru.